Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here with the ETF of the week. Tom is the president of ETF Trends, the founder of ETFTrends.com. And if you want more information, check out the website. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. And you'll find out that the site, by the way, and the Twitter feed is about more than just like, hey, Tom likes this. It's about everything ETF related, how they're built, what's new, what's changing, funds that are coming online, funds that are going offline, types of funds, anything you want to know about ETFs, you'll find it there. Tom, by the way, is also on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is...
the State Street Spider Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF, ticker symbol TOTL.
TOTL, the Spider Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF. In other words, we are talking about bonds.
Bond. James Bond.
Not that kind of bond. Not James Bond. Bonds. And right now, a lot of people are pretty nervous about bonds. So I'm assuming that the tactical means a little something here. And of course, the double line, well, that means something to everybody who follows the bond fund world, because Double Line is the fund company of Jeff Gundlach, who widely acclaimed as one of the two or three best bond fund managers in the world. So is it Gundlach, or is it the tactical, or is it the timing that attracts you to this fund right now?
It's all the above plus more. State Street has a partnership with Double Line and Jeff Gundlach and his team to create this actively managed ETF. So there are not that many ETFs that are actively managed. Obviously, PIMCO is in the mix as well. Guggenheim has some short-term tactical offerings. So does BlackRock. A lot of advisors who are using ETFs are looking for alternatives today, and there are a couple strong reasons. Number one, Janet Yellen and the Fed pulled the trigger again this week, so we've seen another hike in interest rates. We know that when rates go up, the value of the bonds that are currently in the marketplace actually go down because the new bonds that are issued at these higher rates are actually worth more to investors. So that's something to consider. The other thing is the benchmark for most investors and most advisors has been the Barclays Aggregate Index. And I know, Chuck, we talk about that on a regular basis, that if you peg to the Barclays Ag as far as the fixed income allocation in your portfolio, it provides diversification in different types of bonds, everything from treasuries, both short and long duration, to corporates, to high yields. But the Barclays Ag Index itself, since the end of the financial crisis, has done a couple things. The duration has gotten 100% longer than it was back then, and also the credit quality has decreased. So there are a lot of investors where there are billions of dollars invested in the Barclays Ag. They don't realize, in fact, it's riskier than it was just 8 years ago, number one. And number two, we're in a rising rate environment. So when rates go up, many bonds can be negatively affected by that. So back to Jeff Gundlach and State Street. In this actively managed portfolio, they take a different strategy where, number one, their duration is much shorter, only 5 years. Number two, what they invest in might be not traditional to average investors. For example, 51% is in mortgage-backed securities, but they watch those mortgage-backed securities very, very closely. They also have bank loans and commercial mortgage-backed securities. Emerging markets are in their high yield, but it's kind of a combination in the portfolio, and based on their expertise, what they're seeing in the market, they make calls on things that they're buying and selling, and hopefully the idea is, over time, compared to the Barclays Ag, you're not going to have as much risk. You might get a little bit better yield, And most importantly, if we really start to see the Fed kick in and raise rates as they said that they're going to do at least two more times this year, you're not going to have as much negative drawdown in your fixed income allocation in the portfolio.
Is this fund above its 200-day moving average, or is that not actually important to you because of the various tactics that you're talking about?
It's not as important right now. I mean, in many cases, if you were to look to most fixed income allocations, they're down because since the election and since the bull market in stocks, a lot of money has come out of the fixed income market. But there are a lot of people that have inherent buy and hold positions in their asset allocation structure. So the message here is the Barclays Agg, if that's what you're allocating to or trying to correlate with, make sure you A, understand it, and B, if you want to take a little bit of risk off the table and put more in kind of an active mode with managers that really know what's going on Wall Street, you might take some of the Barclays Agg allocation and push it over to something like TOTL.
Quickly, because it's not a 200-day moving average pick, if you're in this fund, is there a sell trigger or a potential sell trigger that people should have in mind? Because normally, 200-day moving average, that also becomes your sell.
Yeah, so simply, if it's a 200-day moving average and you're trying to play trends, you're not going to buy this right now because it's below its average, number one. But if you look at most investors, especially those that are close to retirement or in retirement, a big chunk of their portfolios in fixed income, make sure you know what it is because it's been disappointing lately because it's declined. Even though the yields have increased, it's been a net loss in the last 6 months. So here's a way to, A, understand what's going on, as a lot of people are worried about rising interest rates.
Yep, and the moral of the story is you need to be
shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, in this case, you don't want to be shaken. You might want to stir things up, and it's going to be the SPDR, the Spider Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF, TOTL, actively managed bond ETF run by Jeff Gundlach at Double Line. It's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Follow on Twitter at ETFtrends, and he's at Tom Lydon.